Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Let's pivot again. The U.S. Treasury, they've been in the news for a whole host of things, but a recent breach there reveals a lot that is kind of troubling, right?
Yeah, this is very, very troubling. You know, we in America talked about the Cold War, where U.S. was having this Cold War with Russia. We're right now having an electronic war with China, and no one's named it yet. Maybe you can come up with a good name for it, but maybe a cyber war or internet war, but it's going on. And China's state hacking agency is making a deliberate effort to hack into American companies. Now, phase one was stealing intellectual property. And we saw that in the auto industry. We saw that in the machine tool industry. And unfortunately, a lot of people fell for the idea that it's great to manufacture in China, great to have Chinese partners. What they didn't realize is the Chinese plan was, once you're in China, we're going to steal your intellectual property. Then we're going to leapfrog you and start making your products, and your market will decline. And so automakers that were in China are now seeing they have less market share. The companies they compete with stole their intellectual property. Well, it moved from there to defense. The Chinese have a very similar jet plane to the F-35. You really can't tell the difference when you look at them side by side. And we know from Defense Department officials that a lot of the plans were stolen. But now we're moving into a third phase where they're targeting agencies and utilities. The Chinese have hacked into ports, grids, telecom, but also into DOJ, Department of State, Department of Commerce, and Department of Treasury. And this really is very concerning. The DOJ one was particularly concerning because one of the things they got is the list of everyone that was being wiretapped in the U.S. So if you think about counterintelligence, maybe, you know, the FBI identified 50, 100, who knows, how many potential foreign spies there were, and started wiretapping. Well, the Chinese now know who we were wiretapping. So they can give a heads up to their friends in Russia. They can remove their own agents. And it really deals a body blow to us in counterintelligence. The Treasury is a big mess because, you know, that's the fundamental wiring for the U.S. economy. And the Chinese gained access, gained passwords, and you know, we're hearing from the Treasury, well, no confidential documents were accessed, but I don't know that we could know that for sure. But we do know that China has been hacking into first corporate offices, then utilities, and now government agencies with an awful lot of success.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor.
Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
So where, I mean, and I heard recently the Chinese were dragging an anchor right off the coast of Taiwan to yank up internet cables that are there. We've seen that as well in the North Sea, and we're seeing it in a number of other different places. This concerted, I mean, where does this end? What's the end game here?
Well, I think the challenge that we face is a lack of understanding of the Chinese method. And our friends in the State Department say, you know, if you imagine you're standing 10 feet away from a Chinese diplomat and say, look, just stay away, please. Next thing you know, they're 5 feet away, then 3, then 2, then 1 foot. It's like, is this too close? Then 6 inches, then 1 inch. And it's always a push to see when you push back. And so their method is push on all fronts, whether it's dragging the anchor, whether it's supplying, you know, violating sanctions and buying oil from Russia, supplying technology to Russia for their war in Ukraine, violating the law of the sea in the Philippines. And the point is to just push and see how far they can get before somebody pushes back. And we've been reluctant to push back because we feel like that's escalation. But if you don't, you really are going to be in big trouble. And as you say, they've gone from electronic spying to literally cutting cables with their ship anchors. And I think the people in that region are beginning to take that seriously. They seized one ship, and I think we need to say, look, you're going to have to pay for these damages. And until you do, your ships can't pass through this area.
Why? At some point in time, I guess the countries of, you know, Europe and the United States and others have to stand up to this threat, right? I mean, there really hadn't been much of a response to a lot of this.
No, and if you're an adversary and you're getting away with it, it's the same thing a bully does. You know, how much can I get away with? And as they get away with things, they realize, okay, I can do a little more. And they pocket each gain and say, okay, what else can I do? The ships really, I mean, that's very egregious. It's very obvious. You look on the seabed, you see this anchor being dragged for, you know, 10 miles, and then the anchor's missing from the ship. Gee, we don't know where it went. I mean, it's like Homer Simpson. You know, nobody saw me. You can't prove it. Really? You know, I didn't do it. Of course you did. You're guilty, and there have to be consequences. And I think that's the missing part. I think we need to get together with our European allies and say, look, if you cut a cable, you have to pay all the cost to fix it. And if you cut another cable, then we're going to ban your ships from transiting this area.
Guy, and we haven't seen like a calculation of the cost of this disruption either, have we?
No, and I think the companies are a little reluctant to discuss that because you don't want to let your adversary know how much they hurt you. So I have no idea what it costs to replace or repair one of these cables. I know it's obviously doable, but it's a mess. You're dealing with deep, cold water, and that's going to be a challenge. And I think the one thing we can't do is let China think that all of this is risk-free, that they can hack into our ports, our telecom, our grid, and that there's no consequence. So I think we need to start thinking and calibrating. I think it's less risky to draw the line now than to wait until China has done something really egregious like invade Taiwan.
Yeah, you know, because there is a peripheral cost, too, right, of the cost of doing all businesses in the private sector, public sector, and everything else that relies on that. I mean, fortunately, we've had a level of redundancy that we've been able to stand up relatively quick to cover. But what happens on, you know, that day that's not available?
Well, and I think that's, if you look back strategically, I think that's what China's planning on is, If they invade Taiwan and if we respond forcefully, then they will use the hacking that they've done to shut down, you know, ports, grids, telecom, internet, and all the other things that they've hacked into that we know about and don't know about, and really cause, you know, major disruption to life in America. So part of it is they want us to know that they can hit back without shooting a shot at us, but you know, we really, because we haven't done anything, they feel like this is risk-free. And so from their perspective, if they do something in Taiwan, something somewhere else, and we respond militarily, they have the ability to really cause some economic havoc in the U.S. And so that would make any president a bit nervous in terms of how they respond.
How volatile do you think this particular situation, you know, if you're willing to breach our U.S. Treasury, is there a signal other than that that's a bigger threat? I mean, short of, you know, military action.
Yeah, and I don't know who else they could breach. I don't know if they breached the White House communications, but Department of State, Department of Commerce, Treasury Department, Department of Justice. So, you know, they're saying we can go after any of your agencies with pretty much impunity. And I think it's time for us to say, and to the other G20 countries, say, folks, when China joined these alliances, they agreed to certain rules of the road. We actually have to enforce them. And I think that providing some clarity that, look, you have to actually do what you agreed to do. And if you do, you can stay in the G20. If not, we're going to kick you out. Then you have some consequences. And I think President Xi is just waiting to see how far he can step before there are any consequences, because so far it's been risk-free for him.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting as it plays itself out. I would think that this would be something that the Trump administration is going to have to take on early on in their administration, working with our partners and our allies in Europe.
Yeah, it's a big challenge. And I don't think it's too much to say to China, look, we simply want you to follow the rules that you agreed to voluntarily. You know, that's where we're going to start. Is you follow the rules that you agreed to, like the law of the sea, like the UN provisions on human rights, and the provisions on free trade. We'll go back to following the rules.
Yeah. All right, we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. When we come back, we'll talk about Trudeau's resignation and what that means when we return. Stay with us.